Coast FM. And still the pictures come in. Oh, goodness me. Morris, very nice. Nice picture, greenish one behind the house there. As I mentioned, Mary and Glenealy. And we have lots more coming in. 087-77-11-103. Northern Lights. Well, let's talk to David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Hello to you, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's a Northern Light? What are they?
Well, they're caused by radiation from the sun. There was a massive explosion on the sun, and very quickly, 25 hours later, the radiation, burst of radiation, hit the Earth. That's unusual. It normally takes 3 or 4 days. This was one of the fastest we've ever seen. It sort of took us by surprise. We thought it would happen later in the night, but it was going well before midnight last night. We got fantastic pictures sent in, as you mentioned, for our magazine. We'll be doing a big report on this because it was one of a really strong display. And because the Earth has a magnetic field, the radiation, which is charged, gets channeled into the North Pole and the South Pole. Once it hits the atmosphere, it makes it glow. It's the same effect that happens in a fluorescent tube in factories, even kitchens in the old days before we all had LED bulbs. And it's just the radiation knocking electrons out of the atoms high in the Earth's atmosphere, and they glow with that characteristic green and red glow from the, mainly from the oxygen atoms in our atmosphere.
Fantastic. So is this going to continue for a while?
Subsided, but there's always a chance it could reoccur tonight. And, you know, last year we had about a dozen displays that we saw from Ireland. There were probably a lot more. It's just that it's often cloudy in Ireland. So we were lucky a lot of the country had clear skies. If you check our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see our social media links, Facebook, X, Instagram, that kind of thing. And every day at sunset, we predict whether or not there's going to be an aurora for Ireland last night. So yesterday we did actually say there was going to be a big display, and it exceeded our expectations. So whether it'll continue tonight, we'll have to wait and see, but we're hopeful. But the display last night was fantastic. And at a convenient hour, there was one, for instance, in October, November of last year, and people eventually went to bed. It wasn't until 3 a.m. that it kicked off. So by the time you factor in the Irish weather, and you factor in you might not be staying up the whole night to watch it, it's quite rare to see them for the average person. But I saw about a dozen displays last year. Some of them were very poor, just small glows in the north. But a few of them went overhead.
Well, keep up to date with David Moore and his people in Astronomy Ireland, and you can get all the latest on the Northern Lights. And thanks to everybody sending in their pictures, and you can send them to David as well at Astronomy Ireland. It's Morning Show at East Coast FM.